Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Avos, Parak Hey, Mishnah Chas Mishnah Tes, and today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Find Rosi B'Kagon B'Karav Mamish. Now we continue with the number 7. Mishnah tells us Shiva Mina Peroni is Bain La'olam. There are 7 types of punishments that come to the world. Al Shiva Gufi Avera for 7 different Averas. What are these? Miktasan Masrin, Miktasan Einon Masrin. If some people take off Meiser and some people don't take off Meiser, Rav Shal Batsiris Ba, a hunger of Batsiris comes to the world. It's really referring to Eretz Yisrael. That means that it's not going to rain enough. There's going to be very limited rain, so there's going to be very limited produce, and that means the prices are going to rise sharply, and therefore, Miktasan Raven, Miktasan Svein, some people are going to be hungry and some people are going to be full and satisfied because some people will have the ability to buy the produce and some people won't. Now, Gamru Shalai Laser, let's say everyone decided we're not taking off Meiser, so it's not just some yes, some no, everyone's not taking off Meiser. Then, Rav Shal Mahuma Vishal Batsiris Ba, not only do we have this Rav of Batsiris, we also have Rav of Mahuma, a hunger that comes because of war. Even though there are limited crops, people are simply not going to be able to harvest them because of the war, and that's going to cause even a greater hunger that's going to affect everyone. Now, let's say v'shalei litel sechala, people decided that they're not going to separate chala from their dough and give it to a kohen. Rav shel kolayaba, a total destructive hunger comes. That means it's not going to rain whatsoever. There's not going to be any produce. No one's going to have food, and that's much more destructive than the previous type of hunger. Now, dever bala olam, plague comes to the world. Al misa amurs b'tayra shalei nimsri lebezdin, because of misas that are said in the Torah. Meaning, if a person was over something that they're chayv misa for, and bezdin didn't take care of it properly, and valperes shvias, if people don't treat shmita produce with the proper Kedusha, that's going to cause Dever. And Cherev Bala Olam, sword comes to the world, which basically means people are going to be killed by the sword for 3 different things. Al Inui Adin, for delaying judgment. This is when the Dayanim know what the Psak is going to be, but they just schlep and they take their time and they don't paskin. That's reason number 1. Val Ivus Hadin, and for twisting the judgment. They know that Reuven is supposed to be Chayv and Shimon is supposed to be Pater, and they paskin the other way around. And Val Amar Batar Shalik Halacha, one who paskins in the Torah against Halacha, is not referring to a Din Torah, it's just referring to somebody who calls the Rav and says, is this kosher treif, and the Rav paskins incorrectly, that's another reason why Cherev comes to the world. And now continuing with this theme, Mishnah Tes tells us, Chayara Bala Olam, wild animals come to the world and cause destruction, Al Shvuas Shav, because of silly Shvuas. This is when a person makes a Shvua that's absolutely not necessary. For example, he picks up a rock and he says, I make a Shvua that this is a rock. There's no reason to say that, of course it's a rock. That's called a Shvuas Shav. And Valchil Hashem, on the desecration of Hashem's name, he does something in public that desecrates Hashem's name and causes other people to say negative things about Hashem. These are 2 reasons why wild animals come to the world. And Galus Bala Olam, exile comes to the world, meaning the Yidden are exiled from Eretz Yisrael. Al Avodazar Val Gilui Ra'as Val Shvichas Damim, these Averis are known as the big 3 that a person has to give up their life for not to be over. While other Averis, we know there's a pasuk that says V'chai Bohem, that you should live through them. And if a person sticks a gun to a Yid's head and says, do this Avera or I'll kill you, so he has to do the Avera not to be killed, except for these 3 Averis, Avodazara, idol worship, Gilui Ra'as, adultery, and Shvichas Damim, murder. Those things he has to say, kill me, and I'm not going to do the Avera. So if these Averas proliferate in Eretz Yisrael, that's what causes Galus to be sent out of Eretz Yisrael, and Val Hashmata Sa'aretz regarding Shemitah of the land. We know there's an Issa to work the land on Shemitah, and if the Yidden are working the land and they're not keeping Shemitah, that's another reason why they're going to be sent out of Eretz Yisrael. Now we go back to something we were talking in the previous Mishnah, which is Dever, plague, and we're going to focus on it a little bit more. Also, the way the Mishnah is now changing numbers from 7 to 4. Ba'arba Prakam Hadever Misrabe, there's 4 different times that Dever, plague, and pestilence will be seen that it increases more in these times than others. Barvius in the 4th year of the Shemitah cycle, Bashvius in the 7th year of the Shemitah cycle, of Matzah Shvius, Matzah Shemitah, of Matzah Chag Shebachal Shana Vashana, and Matzah Sukkis of every single year. Now, why specifically these years? So, Barvius in the 4th year, Mabnei Maeser Ani Shebashlishis, because of Maeser Ani in the 3rd year, and Bashvius in the 7th year, Mabnei Maeser Ani Shebashishis, because of Maeser Ani in the 6th year. What's this referring to? So, as we know, there's a 7-year Shemitah cycle. The first 6 years are regular, you work the land like regular, and the 7th year Shemitah, you can't work the land. Now, in the first 6 years, when one is working their land and producing crops, certain Maeseres have to be separated. In years 1, 2, 4, and 5, Maeser Sheni is separated. That's brought by the owner to Yerushalayim and eaten over there. And in the years 3 and 6, Maeser Ani is separated and given to the poor people. And that's what the Mishnah is explaining now, that in the 4th year, in the 7th year, there will be Dever if people didn't give their Maeser Ani properly in the previous years, in year 3 and 6. Now, Matzah Shvias, the reason why Dever is going to increase, Matzah Shmita is B'nei Per Shvias, because of not treating Per Shvias properly, as we had said in the previous Mishnah, and of Matzei Achag Shebachal Shana V'Shana, Matzei Sukkis of every single year, B'nei Gezel Matnus Aniyim, because of stealing the Matnus Aniyim. We know the Sukkis is also called Chaga Katzir, the holiday of the harvest. That's because it's that time of year when most of the harvest takes place, and we know that when a person is harvesting their grain from their field, there's a number of things they have to leave for the Aniyim, for the poor people. Like an Anshecha is when a stalk or a bundle is dropped that has to be left for the poor. Peah is leaving a whole corner of the field for the poor. We have similar similar things to this called Peret and Oilus when it comes to grapes, and there's other things like this when it comes to fruit of the trees. And when a person is not careful with these things and he holds them back from the Aniyim, that's another reason why Dever will increase. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph, continuing with the number 4. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.